This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, the retail sales value of wine in California last year. Any guesses? Any? Well, you're not going to get it, so I'm just going to give it to you. $43.6 billion. And again, that's just last year. And like a whole lot of other industries in this state, California wine is facing another season of going to be worse than we think it's going to be wildfires. But the actual fire part isn't really the only worry. The smoke from those fires can do damage to the grapes themselves, and that has left hundreds of millions of dollars worth of grapes rotting on the vine. There is, though, some question about how much smoke is too much. So, from KAZU in Santa Cruz, here's Jeremiah Edding.
To some, Prudy Fox is known as the Grape Whisperer.
Who knows how these things come about? It is Santa Cruz.
She's a viticulturist. She advises grape growers primarily in the Santa Cruz Mountains. But there's a new problem in the vineyards all over California. Wildfire smoke, polluting the grapes.
Yes, it's dramatically affected the wine industry in general.
Fox says the impacts range from almost unnoticeable to
an incredibly bitter aftertaste and very ashy, very old cigarette smoke, very bottom of a wood stove.
Not how you want your wine to taste. And that's left everyone in the wine industry facing difficult choices, with a lot of money on the line. After the devastating 2020 wildfire season, an analysis found smoke damage alone cost California grape growers over $600 million. Dan Sumner, an agricultural economist at UC Davis, says that's just the beginning.
These linked economic effects or economy-wide effects can really easily grow to the billions.
Winemakers and grape growers are affected directly, but hotels and restaurants also see less business. And then there are the farm workers, who Sumner says are hit hardest of all.
They lost their jobs. And we know those are the most vulnerable people in our agricultural economy, or the hired farm workers.
All because winemakers cancel contracts with growers over fears smoke-exposed grapes will lead to ashy-tasting wine. But what if some of those abandoned grapes were actually just fine?
So how can you analyze this properly? That was what we were trying to unlock.
That's Phil Cruz. He runs the Pelican Ranch Winery tucked away in the Santa Cruz Mountains. He also happens to be an organic chemist at UC Santa Cruz. He wanted to find a better way to measure smoke impact so that winemakers weren't wasting perfectly good grapes.
Where there's a will, there's a way. I wanted to get this data because I knew it was important.
Cruz teamed up with SC Labs, a private company in Santa Cruz, known for testing another well-known California crop, cannabis. Paul Dorenbach is the lab's lead analyst. He shows off a piece of equipment that looks sort of like an office printer with plastic tubes coming out of it.
So yeah, these are the mass specs.
Mass spectrometers can sniff out impurities, like smoke, at the molecular level. Other labs use similar equipment to analyze wine. But Cruz and Dorenbach say their method, published earlier this year, is only used by three labs in the world. They built a library of different wines from different years and regions, all with different levels of smoke impact.
We've tested, over 250 samples already.
That library places wines exposed to smoke on a range from totally clean to bottom of a wood stove. In California Cabernets, for instance, if a wine's smoke molecules are below 6 parts per billion, it's considered unsmoked. But a few hundred parts per billion is substantial or severe. Dorenbach pours me a splash of Pinot Noir in a Dixie cup.
So, cheers.
Cheers.
To see if I can detect the smoke impact.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel like it's more like a filmy thing. And I don't know if that's smoke taint or not.
Maybe I'm a cheap date. But I found the splash of smoke-tainted wine tasted pretty good. The sample was right around the modest category for smoke impact. Not Dorenbach's favorite.
I'd be fine with it. I didn't love the wine, but you know.
And in the end, it all comes down to taste. And not just for consumers. Prudy Fox, the Grape Whisperer, says wine critics play a big role.
If the critics choose to kibosh anything where they even detect smoke impact,
then she says it will have a big effect on the industry. But Fox points out that wine is endlessly complex. Maybe a light smoke impact will add another interesting layer, a memorial of that year's fires, or a bitter reminder that the wrath of climate change is growing heavier with every vintage. In Santa Cruz, I'm Jeremiah Edding for Marketplace.